The Senate is back in session today for the month of June, and it's an important month. It could make or break the Republicans' health care bill. Senators spent the last month deciding what they don't like about the bill that was passed by the House, but they can't seem to agree on what to do about it. NPR congressional correspondent Susan Davis is with us to talk about one of the most contentious debates happening on Capitol Hill. Hey there, Sue.
Hey, Kelly.
So how's the debate going as of today?
Not great. You know, Congress is coming back today from a week-long recess. Senators were back home hearing from their constituents. And tomorrow they're going to meet in their regular Tuesday meeting, and Senate Republican leaders and the party chairman are going to lay out their options. I haven't found any optimists here. There's been a 13-member working group made up of Republicans who spent the first month, you know, recall the House passed their legislation in early May, and then the Senate took the month of May and really dissected all the parts of the House bill that they don't like. But they haven't really figured out how to take apart that bill and put it back together again in a way that can pass the Senate. As the Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said right before the break in an interview with Reuters, he said right now there is no bill that can get 50 votes in the Senate, and we'll maybe have a better sense tomorrow if there's been any progress on that front.
Well, what are the main issues that the Senate is trying to resolve?
I would say there's three main issues. The first would be the tax credits, which is the Senate can't decide how much to give people to buy insurance on the individual market. The House bill just gave tax credits based on your age. There's a lot of debate in the Senate to also peg that to your age and your income. So that makes sure that older people don't have to pay more. By far the biggest issue, though, is Medicaid and what to do with the program, both in terms of the Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act that allows people to provide more health coverage to people, and as well as what they want to do to remake Medicaid to shift it into a program for states that's either a block grant or a per capita system. So states would get finite amount of money instead of the open-ended guarantee they have now. So you have debates among senators from states who took the expansion versus the senators who didn't take the expansion, and broader concern that how you rate they want to make sure that how they remake Medicaid doesn't hurt the neediest of Americans. Remember, the people that Medicaid helps the most, children, elderly, and the disabled. I would also say that rolling back the Affordable Care Act regulations that mandate certain elements of insurance coverage and the pre-existing condition protections are also another issue. And so striking this balance is really hard. For every couple of conservatives you bring on board, you lose a couple moderates and vice versa. And McConnell doesn't have a lot of room for error. He can only lose two votes and still get a bill through the Senate.
This health care bill has dominated the legislative agenda all year. Why is this month so important?
You know, there's a political sensitivity to the fact that Republicans are approaching the halfway mark of this year, and they control all the levers of Congress and the White House, but they haven't really sent President Trump any major legislative victories. So there's an element of just wanting to move on. In the beginning of the year, the Speaker, Paul Ryan, and the Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, wanted to have health care wrapped up by early April. Obviously, that has not happened. There is a very strong desire to move on to other issues, including overhauling the tax code. And there's just an actual demand that there's other issues they need to address. They need to decide on spending bills for next year. And Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin has already asked Congress that he would like them to vote to raise the debt ceiling in July before the August recess. So they need to move on.
If the Senate can't pass a health care bill, what would that mean for health care legislation?
Well, if they can't pass anything under reconciliation, which is the process they're using that allows it, that protects it from a filibuster, which means they don't need Democrats, if they can't use that system, it means they're going to need Democrats. Failing would in some ways acknowledge that this is just a problem that can't be solved with Republicans alone. And there are several senators like Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, Susan Collins of Maine, who have been arguing this all along, who have been saying, we should really pull in Democrats. We need 60 votes. We need bipartisan buy-in to do that. If they can't vote on anything, it would mean that the mission is shifting away from repeal and replace to repair. And it would maybe be a tacit acknowledgement from Republicans that the Affordable Care Act is the law of the land.
And that would be interesting to see what would happen with that then in the House.
Absolutely.
NPR's Sue Davis, thanks so much.
You bet.